right, gang. It is Conway and Whitman, man. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Which one are you?
I'm Whitman. Sam Phillips is here. Conway is out tonight. Happy Halloween, everyone. Hope it's a very safe Halloween. I hope the trick-or-treating is going very well. I would assume right now is probably prime time for the trick-or-treating, right?
Especially on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, you were down there?
I was down there, dude.
Why do you do that?
Because I really like looking at men in G-strings and cowboy boots and cowboy hats and nothing else.
Did you ever go to the sales department here at the station?
No, I've never seen them look like that. Oh, damn.
No, you don't have to go to Santa Monica Boulevard for that.
Wow. Now, I'd never leave the building then.
Today is a great day. It is my favorite movie of all time, the original Halloween. This music is from the original Halloween. And you remember Dr. Loomis.
Isn't it Donald Pleasance?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why now? You waited 10 years. I knew this day would come.
He's a little older.
Don't go to Haddonfield.
Don't go to Haddonfield.
Do you know, like, all the
quotes?
You want
another victim, take me. But leave those people in peace.
I think that's Halloween 4. Mark.
God damn you.
All right, so here's what we'll do now. That's not the original Halloween.
That's number 4?
I think that's Halloween 4, but that is the great Donald Pleasance playing Dr. Sam Loomis. So if you can stump me, if you can stump Whitman with trivia on the first Halloween movie.
Why, are you an expert on the first Halloween movie?
I think I am an expert.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you go toe-to-toe with Leo Q, Leo the Film Freak?
Probably not. I'd probably have to tap out of the octagon.
Gotcha.
If I was gotcha. Taking on Leo Q. But if you can stump me on the original 1978 Halloween, John Carpenter's original, not the Rob Zombie, not that nonsense that's out in the movie theater now.
Nonsense.
Not the sequels, just the original first Halloween movie. If you can stump me with a trivia question about it, like about a character, somebody's name in the movie.
Can you quote lines from the movie?
Sometimes I can quote lines of the movie. I don't want to get too crazy with the quoting the lines, but I can do that
sometimes.
I think
the listeners are going to win stumping you. I don't know if you know as much as you think you know.
Oh, thanks for the confidence.
About the first Halloween, I'm just saying.
No, I know the movie really well. So give us a call, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. If you stump me on the original Halloween with a trivia question, we've got a bunch of prizes here. The Wendell Baker Story on DVD, a new comedy featuring Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Eddie Griffin, and Ava Mendez, available now from Think Film. We got a bunch of prizes for you if you can stump me on the original Halloween, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. We have some celebrity trick-or-treaters tonight that we'll get to also.
Really?
Yeah, we've got what's going on at some celebrity houses all across Hollywood this Halloween.
Really? Oh, I bet you it's a party.
Oh, yes.
It's Halloween.
It is.
Or I affectionately call it Halloween.
Oh, see?
Yeah, see?
All right.
Yeah, Halloween, people.
Just got to take that N out and put a D in there.
Yes.
Halloween.
It's so funny because in my medicinal marijuana place, the cash dispenser, the ATM, says Happy Halloween on it, and I just want to turn the N to a D because it looks like Happy Halloween.
Right. Well, you should do that.
I was going to.
Tonight. Why not tonight? You should have done it last night on Mischief Night.
I know. Oh, Mischief Night.
Remember Mischief Night?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the best.
Gosh. See, you turn 41 and you forget all about the good stuff.
I know. Mischief Night was great on Staten Island growing up. My mom used to go into the refrigerator and count the eggs because, you know, the idea is you take eggs out and you throw eggs around.
Yeah. People.
Yeah, my mom would say, all
right. Hopefully they're rotten. That's the best kind of egg to throw.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, my mother used to make sure they were rotten.
My brother and I would just go right into the refrigerator. My mom would, you know, call my brother and I into the kitchen and say, all right, there's 11 eggs here.
So, who took the 12th
right,
egg?
Right, right. So, yeah. You know, yeah. She had it, you know, let us
who
know.
Who always had the egg, you or your brother?
My brother was, like, really more into it and would really attack me usually with shaving cream.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Good times.
You have to make sure you keep your black hats inside tonight. It's Halloween.
Yes. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. If you can stump me on the original Halloween movie, we got a prize for you. Here is Steven in Pasadena, which is interesting, Steven, because the original Halloween was shot in South Pasadena. Did you know that, Steven?
Oh, I am I'm well aware, sir. I'm well aware. How are you doing?
All right, buddy. Happy Halloween. If you can stump me, you get a prize.
All right, I got one that's a little not off topic, but a little bit offbeat. I want to know if you know it. Do you know what the original working title of Halloween was when John Carpenter was doing it?
Yes, The Babysitter Murders.
God bless you, sir. Look at that.
Wow. Go. Okay. Now I'm building confidence
You. Building a little confidence?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yep. All right.
The Babysitter Murderers?
The Babysitter Murders was the original, because I think when they were doing the original Halloween, which is a low-budget film.
Right.
And by the way, like, no blood. There's only, like, a very little blood you see in the beginning in the first murder.
Is that when the kid bit into the apple and there was a razor blade in it? Is that in the original Halloween?
Actually, in Halloween 2, there's an emergency room scene.
Yes.
That's in the beginning of Halloween 2.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. You even know Halloween 2.
Yep.
All right. I'm impressed.
Let's go to Dave in Ventura. Stump me on the original Halloween, and we got a prize for you. Go ahead, Dave.
Ron, I'm Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy Halloween, dude.
Yeah, same to you. By the way, what are you wearing tonight, Sam?
Oh, wow. Thanks for asking, buddy. Jeans, white T-shirt, sneakers, and a blue sweatshirt over the white T-shirt.
Yeah, we got to talk about this a little bit later, Dave, because Sam Phillips kind of let us down. I thought, you know, last night we were talking about...
Oh, you thought I was going to come here all slutty and dressed up for you?
Oh, did you hear that last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here, well, you know what? Just for you, Dave, I think I'll get naked. How about that? I'll just be in my birthday suit.
Right, you go.
There she goes.
Girl.
There she goes.
All right, my question. Real quick, what was Jamie Lee? Actually, I'll make it two parts so you can have a little fun here.
By the way, here I am doing Halloween trivia, and my co-host is getting nude. All right, go ahead with the question.
What was Jamie Lee Curtis's unofficial name on the set?
Oh, well, her character name was Laurie Strode.
Right. Well, maybe it was what they kind of called her after the movie was released. Let's make it a little easier.
I don't think I know that.
Oh, my God. Stumping Brian Lynch.
Oh, this, well, she...
They call her the Scream Queen.
Oh, the Scream Queen, right, because she did all those movies.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a silly question. Sorry. You'll get a prize for that.
And I got naked for him, too.
Yeah, look at this. She's in her panties and her...
And my bra. Yeah, just for you.
Who are you going as? What costume is this?
I'm going as Sam Phillips.
Good. You look like her.
Thanks very much.
That's good. Carlos in Ventura is on Free FM. Stump Whitman on the original Halloween movie and win a prize. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, what's up? Hey, in the first Halloween, did Michael Myers wear a mask?
Of course.
Do you know what it was modeled after?
Yes, it was originally a William Shatner mask.
Oh, you know that, huh?
Yes, I know that. I'm not effing around.
Wow, I don't know if anybody's going to stump you, Whitman.
What are you rolling your eyes at, Jerry?
Jerry's the only one dressed up.
Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that. That's hardly a trivia question.
I didn't know that.
Anybody
are
who's
you
like
saying
a
that I'm dumb?
Anybody who's a movie buff knows it.
All right, if you get, so far nobody's done it. Stump me on Halloween. The original, Tony in San Gabriel's on Free FM. Hi, Tony.
What's going on, Whitman?
Hey, dude.
What city was the original movie filmed in?
South Pasadena.
You didn't even wait for a response. You're like, bye, buddy.
I mentioned that already.
We've already covered that.
Chris in Lawndale is on Free FM. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Good.
What was the town name and state in the movie?
Haddonfield, Illinois.
Good job.
Wow, I'm really impressed with you, Brian Whitman.
Are you really?
Yes. I didn't have high hopes for you in the beginning.
All right, let's try Robert in Baldwin Park, although he's kind of a nut. Robert.
What was Michael Myers doing in the back room?
What?
What was Michael Myers doing in the back room?
All right, dude.
What was Michael Myers doing in the back?
This guy's an idiot. He calls and talks about my dogs and stuff.
Oh. A nutball.
All right, let's do Gabe and Camarillo on Free FM. Stump me with Halloween trivia, the original Halloween movie, and win a prize. Hi, Gabe.
Hi. All right, the question is... before Halloween, Donald Pleasence was famous for being
Pleasance.
What kind of actor?
Well, Donald Pleasence, by the way, is a British actor.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Is that
he
good enough?
British. But what was he famous for acting in?
Before Halloween.
Yeah.
One single movie?
No. Not necessarily movies, no.
I don't think I know the answer to this.
He was a Shakespearean actor. He's a famous
All right, okay.
Well, you said English actor, same thing.
British actor.
Yeah, they all do Shakespeare.
I'll give the guy a prize. It's Halloween. I'll give the guy a prize. I'll give you a prize, dude.
Very generous.
Really?
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, we could go to the three-judge panel here and get it vetoed, but...
No, I say give it to Gabe.
All right, Gabe, you got the Wendell Baker story on DVD, a new comedy featuring Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Eddie Griffin, Ava Mendez, available now from Think Film. All right, everybody's calling asking me about the mask. I know about the mask. Sue in San Pedro stumped me on trivia from the original Halloween and win. Hi, Sue.
Okay, the first Halloween. Hi, Whitman. The first Halloween when Jamie Lee Curtis's girlfriend with the brunette hair was dead in the bed, what was he holding and what did it say?
Well, she wasn't holding it. It was behind her. It was Judith Meyer's tombstone.
Good one.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice one.
All right. Yeah. It was...
Okay, how old was Jamie Lee Curtis when she filmed Halloween?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, my God. Give me a prize.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Oh.
But I stumped you. You don't know the answer?
No, I don't. I think maybe...
Oh, do I have to know the answer to stump you?
Well, yeah, of course. You got to know the answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just thought the idea was...
I got a question for you,
not
Brian.
To know the answer.
Yeah, all right.
What movie were the kids watching in the beginning of Halloween
good,
on the TV?
Question.
Oh, Invasion of
the Body Snatchers?
Yeah, lock your doors.
No, that's wrong, actually.
Bolt your windows.
It's The Thing from Another World.
The Thing from Another World. All right, Jerry, hold
Jerry
on. We'll get
prize.
Your prize, all right, Jerry?
Thank you.
Give your information to Gina. This is Chris in Newport Beach. Stump me on the original Halloween film and win a prize. Hi, Chris.
How many pumpkins were in the movie?
Yeah, 8.
That could have been a valid question. How many pumpkins were in the movie?
It actually was 8. He was right.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, there was exactly 8 pumpkins in the movie.
How do you know, Jerry?
Because I know this, too.
JP is in Burbank on Free FM. Hey,
woman, how you doing? I got a good one for you. Where was the house of her girlfriend that was killed filmed at?
Those houses are on Orange Grove in Hollywood.
Okay, good advice, woman.
All right.
I can't believe everybody's calling in on this topic. Yeah. Everybody knows a lot about Halloween.
But you notice I know...
More.
Yeah.
Slightly, yeah.
Let me see here. How about Daniel in Studio City on Free FM? Hi, Daniel. Oh, did we lose Daniel? That was a good question. I don't want to give his question up, but if somebody calls back with it. This is a tough one. Lou in North Hollywood, you're on Free FM. Happy Halloween, dude. Turn your radio down.
Lou.
Tony in Lake Elsinore is on Free FM. Stump me on the original Halloween.
Okay, I'll try a little different one here. Who produced it and for the bonus?
Yes, Mustafa Akkad. And he just, the now late Mustafa Akkad, who died in a terrorist bombing. You know that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought it was De Laurentiis.
Who?
De Laurentiis?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do you know De Laurentiis? Is it?
Oh, well, the producer is... The producer of Halloween was, I know, Mustafa Akkad. I'm right about that, Jerry.
I love that Jerry's the go-to guy.
Well, there was 5 producers. But,
the executive producer.
Mustafa Akkad was the executive producer, yeah. And then Irwin Yablans was another one.
All right.
Was Dino De Laurentiis one?
Yeah, I don't
know. No, Dino De Laurentiis had nothing to do with Halloween.
Okay, right. There you go. Pete.
Okay, yeah, just try Pete and Burbank.
See, we're on the same wavelength, Whitman.
It's Conway and Whitman. Phillips is in for Conway tonight. It's Halloween night. My favorite movie is the original Halloween. If you can stump me with a question about the movie, you get a prize. Hi, Pete.
Hi. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, dude.
How old was Michael Myers when he escaped from the mental ward and went back to Haddonfield?
Okay, well, that was 1978 when the movie came out in 1978. It was 15 years... After the murder, he was 21.
That's right.
Wow.
Thank you, dude.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
Honestly, Whitman, you missed your calling, dude.
Yep. I know.
Trivia guy.
Jason in Newberry Park is on Free FM. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. If you can stump me on the original Halloween, you win.
All right. First of all, Jamie Lee Curtis was 17 when she did that movie.
Oh. How do you know that?
I'm a huge Halloween fan.
All right, so she was 17, and it was her first movie, too.
That I'm not sure of.
I think
she
it
was hot in that movie.
Anyway, my question for you is, in the credits for the original Halloween,
right?
What was Michael Myers named as?
The Shape.
Very good. Nice.
Thank you, dude.
Do you want to get married? I'm just saying.
All right.
Hey, Brian, can I give
good
you one
stuff.
More?
Hold on, Jerry. Easy. We got a lot of calls here. You know, why don't you go outside and try to get through on the phone line?
Do Bill in Hollywood.
Eric in Playa del Rey. Let me do Eric. And okay. Hi, Eric.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Whose hand was the hand that actually stabbed Judith Meyer?
Holding the knife was Deborah Hill,
Good job.
Yeah, Deborah Hill, for one of the producers or the writers of the movie, right? Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
All right, dude.
How do you know all of this?
Because I'm into the movie. How'd you know it, dude? It's weird that you'd know it.
Wow.
Brett in Los Angeles is on Free FM. Stump me on the original Halloween and win a prize. So far, we've given out how many? Jerry won a prize, and then that other dude, Carlos, won a prize, yeah. I think. Hi, Brett.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Okay, what was the budget, and then how much did it go on to make?
They made it for $300,000, I think, or $320,000.
$300,000, right. How much did it go on to make?
Oh, my gosh. It was the highest grossing independent film until Blair Witch Project, I think.
Yeah, it made $51 million.
All right. Okay, you got a prize.
He stumped you. You didn't know that.
But I did know that they made it for $300,000.
Yeah, but you didn't know how much it grossed.
You know how many days they shot?
10.
20.
I think 28.
Really?
It was 20 days.
Really? A little more than that, I think, dude.
I just watched the documentary on it last night.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Well, then right. he wins two prizes.
All right, the guy wins. So hold on. You got the Wendell Baker story on DVD. Hold on here.
Dude, do you get out much? Or do you just sit around watching...
Well, the original Halloween scared me so much when I was a kid, when I was a little kid.
Me too.
It was the first scary movie I ever remember watching.
Right.
Because the movie came out in 1978. I was like 6 years old.
Now, how did you see it? Did someone take you to the movies?
No, you know what? A buddy down the street, a kid named Joey Potenza. How's that for a New York kid?
Yeah.
It was still a friend. I mean, he's a great guy. He had it on Betamax.
Oh, wow.
And he called up.
He was the cool kid on the block.
We lived down the street, directly at direct ends of the block, and he called my brother and me. He said, come on down. I got this movie. It's going to scare the S out of you, you know.
I could just see a six-year-old Whitman running down the street. Let's go watch Halloween.
I think by the time I saw it, I was probably 8 or 9.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, all right.
Do Bill in Hollywood number 2.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Wait, man, look at you.
Look at you, dude. I said it.
You're a total stud tonight, man. Quick question. What was the laundry detergent that Laurie's friend was using while washing her shirt?
Oh, her friend is Annie, by the way.
That is her name. Okay.
All right. Annie, when she was out in the laundry room when she got stuck in the window there?
Yes.
Was it like Tide?
It was Tide.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, dude.
Thanks, dude.
I'm allergic to Tide, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever sleep over, you can't wash the sheets in that.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll take care of it. I'll get hives.
I'll make preparations. By the way, another piece of Halloween movie trivia. The little house where the washer and dryer was, not really in the backyard of the house where...
Was that shot on Orange in West Hollywood?
Right, on Orange Grove. Right.
No way!
Right. That little house in the back where she went to do the cleaning and the, you know, with the laundry was not... Is not really behind that house.
Movie magic, yeah. The trickery.
Of
filmmaking.
Freddie in Orange County. Go ahead, Freddie.
Yes, I want to ask, what was the first weapon that he used?
A knife.
Oh.
Yeah, that's easy, dude.
Yeah, sure. All right.
You mean it wasn't like a cleaver? A machete? It was just a plain old knife?
It was a kitchen knife. From the drawer, you see the hand that we talked about earlier. Open the drawer. Let's try. This is always interesting. David in the Valley on Free FM. It's Halloween night. If you stump me on the original Halloween, John Carpenter's original Halloween, you win a prize, David.
It's a continuity mistake that was made when the couple left the van to go into the house to, you know, have sex.
Yeah, that's Bob, the boyfriend, and Linda, the girlfriend.
Right.
There's a continuity mistake?
Yeah, he made a mistake when he picked her up and took her into the house. There was something he forgot to do.
Oh, shut the door.
To the van, right?
Right, yeah.
Very good.
Right. Here's another little mistake in the movie. See if Jerry knows this. He's sitting there all smug. I'm going to try to stump Jerry, dude. When Laurie Strode is in the car with Annie, and who's Annie's father, by the way? What does Annie's father do, Jerry?
He's a cop.
Right. Sheriff.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Can I get the name out of
him? His name is Brian Whitman.
No. Sheriff Brackett.
Okay.
He pulls up to them and greets them. What's unusual about that?
They're walking home from school?
No, they're in a car.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Right. I have no idea.
Jerry's distracted. I'm putting my clothes back on.
I'm not. I don't. I don't purport to be a expert on Halloween.
I thought you said you had one a second ago.
No, I said the mask was. That's an easy question.
No, but then you said you have one, and I said call in.
Oh, yeah, I do have another one. Actually.
All right, but let me tell you what the thing is. He looks at Lori and says Annie, and looks at Annie and says Lori when he greets them.
Ah.
So notice that outside the hardware store when Michael Myers breaks in and gets the knife there. And
probably when they filmed the girls' close-ups, you know, he wasn't around. And then when they filmed his close-up, he got them confused
right.
as to where they were standing.
Because he goes, Lori, Annie, and it's backwards. You know,
that's a good continuity mistake.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah. Jerry, give it a whirl, Jerry.
Oh, hey, all right. John Carpenter actually voiced a role in the movie. Which role did he voice? It was uncredited also.
Oh.
That's a great question. John Carpenter's voice is in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, I think you stumped Whitman.
Ooh. I'm trying to think where there's just voiceovers.
Like a cop? Was he a cop?
No.
Oh, a doctor?
No. Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
It's related to Annie. Like, it has something to do with Annie. It's somebody.
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah.
A boyfriend on the phone?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good one, though, right?
That's John Carpenter?
Yeah, that's John Carpenter.
Oh, that's great.
Jerry just stumped you, Brian Whitman.
Yeah, you helped me a little bit, but you know, you get a prize, Jerry. Congratulations.
Another one.
Yeah. It's Halloween night, 520-9710. I think we could do this forever, but we're not going to do this forever. But I just, stumping some of these guys.
It's fun. Yeah. You're really knowledgeable on Halloween. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Just this movie, just the original, not the sequels.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Because if you knew that much about all the sequels, I'd be afraid of you.
Right, and you're not afraid.
I would, no.
All right, very good.
I would think like serial killer or something's up, where you know every factoid about every Halloween movie.
Right, it'd be creepy weird.
Yes.
Right.
Thank God you only know about Halloween 1.
Right, so it's not weird yet.
No.
All right. No. It's Conway and Whitman. Conway's out tonight, filling in for Tim Conway Jr., Sam Phillips. I'm Brian Whitman. We are live on Halloween night on 97.1 Free FM. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. It's Halloween night. We are live. Conway and Whitman. Conway's out tonight. Sam Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, you big stud. Thanks for having me.
Please.
Oh,
it's always great to have you.
No, really. It's good to be in the chair.
We are live on 97.1 Free FM on this Halloween evening.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil. Right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotion.
Oh, I thought this was the story of how you and Conway met.
Please, Sam.
I get it now.
Blackest
Sorry.
Eyes. The devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
That is the great Donald Pleasance.
Love him.
That is so great. Now, here's another, about horror films. Tonight is like a great night to celebrate Halloween.
Hell yeah.
But it's a great night to watch like one of your favorite, horror films of all time. And another one of my favorites of all time. You'll know it, Sammy. We'll play the clip and then you tell me what it is. All right. Here we go.
Well, I'm Mrs. Voorhees, an old friend of the Christies.
Steve should never have opened this place again. There's been too much trouble here. Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason. Jason. You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday. You let him drown. You never paid any attention. Look what you did to him.
Sammy Phillips.
You could just see it in your mind's eye.
You know the movie.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Okay, Sammy. So my very best girlfriend and neighbor, Judy Aronson, I knew she starred in one of the Friday the 13ths.
Which one is she in?
The final chapter, the one that was filmed in 1984. And coincidentally, she played the role of Samantha, which is my name.
Samantha Phillips, man.
Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, so Judy, if I recall, she might be the one that gets killed in the bed.
Is she the lead in the, or she's one of the girls?
She's one of the girls. She's right. A brunette girl. And she's also in Weird Science, another 80s movie.
There's a scene in the first Friday the 13th, the hot girl is, and I don't know what she went on to, but Kevin Bacon's in the movie. I know they're having sex in the first Friday the 13th. That's when they get killed.
Everybody who has sex in those movies gets killed.
But the girl, like the girl in the first Friday the 13th, and we have a clip here from the end of the movie when she wakes up in the hospital, and you know, after.
Who was that girl?
I don't know.
It's like an unknown girl. I've never seen her again.
Yeah, this is the chick here.
Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am. Two of my men pulled you out of the lake. We thought you were dead, too. Do you remember very much?
The boy. Is he dead, too?
Who?
The boy, Jason.
Jason?
In the lake, the one who attacked me, the one who pulled me underneath the water.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy.
Then he's still there.
That's hilarious.
That chick, I don't know where she went. Like,
that's
I don't
what I'm saying. I've never seen her in anything but that movie. What's your favorite horror movie of all time?
Oh, definitely Halloween.
Okay.
You know, and I love that original Friday the 13th. I love also the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They did a remake of that, which is really good.
So you like the remake, not the original. Do you remember Motel Hell?
I don't know. I never saw that.
That was like a 70s.
You're not in it, are you, Sam?
No, I would be a little too young.
A little too young. Well, maybe you play a child or something.
No. Actually, there was one horror movie that really stuck out in my brain. It's so funny. It was called The Sentinel. And do you remember? And yeah. There was two lesbians that lived in that apartment building. And that was the first time I'd ever seen lesbians on film. And I was a kid. I was like, oh, my God. And one was really fat and one was like older. And I was like, oh, wow.
You know what?
Is that what that looks like?
A great. But then you decided at some point I'm going to check
like,
it out.
I was like, wow, okay. I get that. Maybe that's what the older girls do. Because I was young. You know, I didn't understand.
There's a great horror movie. Oh, When a Stranger Calls is also one of my total favorites of all time.
Oh, is that Jodie Foster? No.
No, Carol Kane.
Oh, right.
The first 15 minutes of When a Stranger Calls is probably the scariest. One of the scariest 15 minutes. No, Jerry? Do you even know the movie? Shaking your head?
When a Stranger Calls is not that scary, dude.
What about the little girl that lived down the lane? What was that called?
It might have been scary when it was made, though.
It was very scary, the original. And you know what else was very scary? The first scene of Urban Legend. That's also very scary.
Oh, yes. That's a great movie.
When
love
she's
that movie.
Driving in the rain and she goes to the gas station. That's scary, Jerry. And there's somebody in the back seat. But
Brian, it takes a lot to scare me.
No, because you're a stud, Jerry.
I know.
Because you're such a stud. How about the movie Identity? Does that movie scare you? That's an awesome movie.
Is that the one with John Cusack?
Yes.
It's not scary, but it's suspenseful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. How about
I can give you some scary movies.
Like
These
what?
Movies
like
are
what?
Not scary that
like,
you're
give
saying.
Me a scary movie, Jerry.
How about when the mother is hit by the car in Identity? That didn't scare you?
No, I didn't. No, that didn't scare me. It takes a lot to scare me. There's horror movies
me,
I think are very scary.
Like what?
Well, one movie that I thought was, I think the Japanese horror movies are kind of scary.
Oh, please.
Those ones are usually scary. Brian,
like
have you ever seen any of them? Oh,
yeah. Like
the original ones? Like the originals?
Like Godzilla, the original Godzilla.
Yeah, like Godzilla versus Mothra.
What, are you saying Japanese?
Those are scary.
Yeah, what,
I'm
Japanese
talking about
movie?
Like The Grudge, Ju-On, The Ring.
What about the Jews?
Ju-On. That's
No, I leave the Jews out of this. Why do you always have to bring up that you're Jewish?
I'm just saying. Those are some scary movies. Like,
nah, get out of here.
How about Rosemary's Baby?
Yeah, very scary.
Now, at the end.
How about The Omen?
The Omen, The Exorcist. But the Rosemary's Baby, I mean, that whole thing where they were giving her, like, the weird herbs and everything stunk, and then she spit out the kid and it looked like a wolf. Or like a Satan or whatever the hell.
Those
it looked
are,
like a,
those
like
are
a
great
little
movies.
Animal.
Those are great movies.
Back in the day.
Oh, that
hey,
is so
I fun. Have one for you.
How about Poltergeist? Simi Valley, if you want to find the house, the Poltergeist house, Simi Valley, I've been there.
How about Phantasm 2? I starred in it.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah, Slam and Sammy starred in a horror movie.
In Phantasm 2?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Are you the lead, baby?
I am one of the leads. There's two chicks and two guys.
You get killed?
No, I'm actually the tall man. And in the end, I abduct the two leads in a hearse, and they think I'm saving them. And they're like, oh, my God, thank God, we're safe. And they're in the back of the hearse. And then the partition goes down, and I go, no, you're not. And I pull out my brain. Like, what? I pull my hair, and my brain comes out.
Wow.
And then I turn into the tall man. It's really cool.
That's a great movie. You should see it, actually. I love that movie. So that's
Thank you very much.
I've seen it several times.
All right, now, I can only...
I have a love scene in it. I had no breasts. That's back when I had no implants and I had brown hair.
Fantasm. She's also laying on a table in a morgue.
Yes.
Naked, too.
That's very true. And you see my pubic area.
Oh.
And I was very upset because they told me they couldn't see it from the angle that they were at. Yeah,
they always tell the young actresses.
Yes, I was very young. I was like 18 years old. I had no idea. And wait, so they had a screening, a movie premiere on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was dating a big actor at the time. So we go to this big premiere, and we're all in the movie theater, and his daughter's there. I mean, the whole nine yards, they told me you're not going to see anything inappropriate. You would see, like, my boobs because I had an incision, like a fake incision in my chest area. So then there it was, like 60 by 60, however big a screen is, my entire nude body from a shot up on the ceiling looking down
in
on my...
Phantasm 2.
On my pubic area.
Right, got
my
it.
Breast, the entire naked form. And you should have heard my boyfriend go, and his daughter go, what?
Now, yeah. What about...
And I went, oh my God, screaming in the theater.
How long is the movie? It's like a feature?
It's like a feature film.
Now, the first Phantasm... You were not in the first, you were in the sequel then.
Yes, like the movie that you're talking about, Halloween, that one was made on a very low budget, the very first Phantasm. Don Coscarelli, if he's the one who wrote it and directed it and produced it.
Right.
I think it was like his college film school project, Phantasm, the original one.
Really?
And he got his neighbors and his friends all and right. Everybody had something. His family did the craft service and the costumes.
Right, that's cool. Everybody comes together
everybody
to help out.
Everybody pitched in. And then it made $60 million worldwide. And then Universal actually decided to sink some money into making a sequel.
Wow, which you starred in.
Yes.
Sam Phillips in Phantasm 2.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have a credit, but Jerry, don't say it on the air, but you know it.
Are you in a horror movie?
I am in a horror movie.
No, you're not.
I am in a fairly recent horror movie.
No.
Yes.
Are you dead in it? Do you die in it?
I don't want to say, well, I'm going to tell the movie, but I don't think that anybody knows what, the movie is 2001 Maniacs.
I've never seen that.
Jerry, you've seen the movie, right?
I love that movie.
Now, Jerry, let's put it this way. Did you know before I told you about a month ago that I was involved in that movie?
I had no idea, especially since your name isn't in the credits either.
All right.
But is he recognizable in it now that you know he's in it?
Jerry did not recognize me.
He's still not recognizable, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have on, like, a dinosaur costume?
2001 Maniacs. I mean, we should have a huge prize for anybody. I mean, if you could tell me what I did in that movie. That's the only scary movie I've ever been in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long ago did you film that?
Film. Interesting word that you would use the word film. Interesting choice of words.
Did I give a clue away?
You might have given a clue away.
Ooh.
Elvira in Downey, let's check this out, is on Free FM. Hi, Elvira.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
What's
Hi,
up?
Sam.
Hi, Elvira.
How are you?
Hi, sexy.
Hey, what about the movie The Seventh Sign with Demi Moore?
Oh, that's a good movie.
I really like that movie.
Good movie. Yeah.
The Sixth Sense is also.
Sign?
Let me see. The Sixth Sense? Oh, I love The Sixth Sense.
I see ghosts. Is that I see
dead
see people?
Dead people. Yeah. I see dead people. Cheryl in Fullerton is on Free FM, Halloween night. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, happy Halloween and a safe one to you all.
Hey, baby.
Hey, I have two things for you. Number one, I have a movie question for you. And also, if you have time, I have a Friendly Neighborhood Witch Laugh for you.
Yeah, I think...
A Friendly Neighborhood Witch Laugh?
I think we might have to pass on the witch laugh.
Really?
Or maybe just go straight to the witch laugh.
First, I got a movie question, though, for you.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that song you played earlier before your break.
Yeah, Mr. Sandman, right.
Didn't they make a movie based on that song?
Well, it's in the original Halloween. That's why we played it, Cheryl.
Oh, it's been 2 million years since I've seen Halloween. I forget the details.
Let's move to the witch laugh.
I'm sorry?
Let's move to the witch laugh.
Oh, you want it?
I want it.
Oh. She wants it. Sam always wants it.
Okay, you want the loud, medium, or soft?
Oh, Jesus
medium.
Christ.
Medium. Medium to soft.
It's not going to matter in about 3 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Me. I had a warm up.
I can't take it. Sam, I can't take it. All right, it's Halloween night. It's Conway and Whitman, 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
You know, I saw a flash of our boss, Jack Silver, and you just then.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how he handles things. I can't take it. Yeah. Just cut it right off.
Just end it. End it now.
Yeah, end it.
All right, we got a lot coming up here, and the movie is 2001 Maniacs. If you know, that I'm in that movie.
What did you do in that movie?
Nah, I'm not gonna tell you, Jerry. It's Jerry, like Jerry's favorite movie. He didn't know I was in it.
It has something to do with film.
And then Jerry asked me to sign the movie. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it was weird. He came to me with a Sharpie.
He's never asked me to sign Phantasm 2.
It's really weird. And he comes to me with a Sharpie, and he goes, "Yeah, well, Whitman, sign it." I said, "Get the F out of here, sign
especially
it.
You don't even have your name in it. It's
right.
Uncredited.
People don't. But you don't. I don't think anybody who's into 2001 Maniacs, because like I think there's like a cult following for that movie. I don't think they know.
That's you.
Your name isn't even on IMDb
Brian
for
David
the movie.
Whitman.
I'm not. It's not even. Okay.
I don't. I haven't seen it on there.
Right. So you wouldn't even know it's me.
How'd you get the role?
Some guy heard me on the radio.
He's like, "Hey, come be in my horror movie."
Real low end. Low end casting. You know, just call the guy on the radio to do it. Well, but I did something special. I did, right, Jerry?
Yeah, but we got a break.
All right, dude. It's Halloween night. It's 97.1 Free FM. It's Halloween night at 97.1 Free FM. Conway and Whitman. Conway's out. Sam Phillips is here, man.
Dude, I just watched you dance in your chair. That was pretty hot.
Was that hot?
Yeah, you were doing like a Michael Jackson impersonation.
Yeah, well, I moonwalk.
You were doing it in your chair.
Right.
Shocking.
All right. Excuse me.
Oh, no, me.
No. A lot of chocolate today. A lot of candy.
I've been burping all night.
Oh, my God. I don't know where it's
coming. Feel like it's infecting you.
Yeah,
I don't know. Rubbing off.
Sam Phillips is here, the star of Phantasm 2, if you want to see a good horror movie. Esther in Los Angeles. Esther, what's up?
Hey, I've actually been watching HBO and Showtime, and they keep advertising that 2001 Maniacs movie.
Yeah, I'll tell you I tell you what I do. Okay? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't because I clicked the info and I don't know any of the actors. Sorry. Yeah.
No, here's all I do. I'm like the first three words of the movie is me. I do a voice match of the Peter Stormare, I believe is his name. The guy who plays the professor is Peter Stormare in 2001 Maniacs. What people who watch the film like Jerry Wachowski. I mean, I work with Jerry Wachowski.
Yeah.
And how many times have you seen the movie, Jerry? I mean, not that, you know.
I've seen it a couple, actually, from start to finish.
Right.
Because I like those campy horror movies like that.
Right. And
Italian England, and Japanese.
Robert England is. What's his name?
Yeah, Robert England.
Yeah, Robert England.
He's in the
movie. Freddy Krueger's in it.
Yeah.
But no, my voice is the first voice. It's supposed to be Peter Stormare, the actor.
Right.
And it is him.
Clearly, he wasn't available for the voiceovers that.
For
they,
like three words.
Pickups. Yeah.
For like, yeah, needed like three words.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first three words.
They pulled
the
master impressionist in, which is you.
No, please.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What words did you say exactly?
I don't remember the words. Casualties is one of the words because while I'm talking, you see pictures of the Civil War. I think right.
It's a lecture at the. It's at the very beginning of the movie.
I know that's what I just said. It's at the very beginning of the movie.
So Peter Stormare's character is giving a lecture, and then
Stormare, is that how you say it?
Whatever. And then he wasn't around to do his looping. It's called looping when you have to do pickups of the lines. So then,
no, but he never did the line. They needed. They just needed
lines.
They needed something to lay over the images.
Gotcha.
So they said, "Can you do his voice?" I said, "I don't know who he is." They said, "Well, come and we'll play him, and then you see."
So you matched him.
Yeah. So I say. Casualties.
Do you remember what his voice sounds like? Can you do his voice now?
I can't really. It's like mass casualties or.
Now, did you impersonate him as a gay man? Because that's what you do to me. Whenever you. Dude, seriously. Anytime. Do me for a minute.
Dr. Rithbler.
Okay, hello. Gay man.
All right, Sam. But I'm a dude.
Do go zone. Do go zone.
Dan Zoyle. Get out. You love it. See, you love it. You love it.
You're the only one who imitates me as a gay man. I love that.
Get out of here. We have our 97.1 Free FM microphones out all over Hollywood, all over Southern California tonight. And
is that where Randy Wang is?
Well, he's putting the microphones in position.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's trick-or-treaters out everywhere, and we do have our microphone in the Hollywood Hills, actually, for this celebrity trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat!
Well, happy Halloween.
Yay, Halloween!
Look at you. What are you dressed as?
I'm a witch.
Yes, you're a witch.
Yeah. I'm a cowboy.
You're a cowboy. A cowboy and a witch. Are you sure maybe you're not a bitch?
I'm a witch. What does that mean?
I've got some great stuff for you guys.
Yay!
Happy Halloween. There you go. There you go.
What are these, balloons?
I think they're condoms.
Oh, Tommy. Not
hey, I think that's smart. He's preparing them for their future.
Well, that, you know that Tommy laugh? Listening to Thriller, it sounds like Vincent Price. best part of the song. It's Conway and Whitman.
Goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Ha 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 ha